and it is time to get away. Dre's here to talk about travel on a Tuesday to get you planning for the weekend, get you exploring the outdoors. Now, Get Away with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, allowing you to explore abundant biodiversity, rich culture, breathtaking landscapes, and diverse attractions. And Dre, potential cyber criminal Dre, he's here to talk about a few domestic airports in Australia worth flying to. Hey, mate, how are you going?
Hey, you just have to give all your details to me and I'll give you free.
What's the three numbers on the back of the card, Dre asks?
What's your expiry date?
Yeah.
Well, now, it was trending all over the news that Japanese Airlines is giving out free domestic flights if you pay for your international flights at the same time.
All right, so if you fly to Japan,
yeah,
your internal flights, they'll sort them out for you.
Yeah, but that's when you book. We have to book it all together. You can't do it separately, right? And that's kind of to get you away from the usual destinations in Tokyo. It's to help overcrowding in the cities. And it's also to get you out and exploring Japan. So for me, I think it's a win-win. Yeah.
So we might not see you for a few weeks.
Probably not. But as a journo, I wanted to see if this was real.
Yeah.
So I looked up on their website. It had nothing about it. Then I tried to book a flight. And I mean, if I was going to go, if I pressed play, I would have gone anyway. But it was so difficult to do. But what they do, I can confirm, is an Explorer Pass. So if you book all your flights together, you get free check-in luggage to all your domestic flights and free unlimited Wi-Fi on the plane. So I think that's still good. But it got me thinking, if we did that in Australia, what domestic airlines or what domestic airports could we go to? Interesting places around there. And go from there.
Well, I think we should go to, firstly, Kings Cote Airport in South Australia.
Yes. So this is the airport for Kangaroo Island.
Nice.
And Kings Cote is actually Kangaroo Island's largest town. It's this really pretty seaside town, so it's worth a stopover. But did you know that Kings Cote actually nearly became South Australia's capital?
Really?
Then they realised it was way too remote, and then they moved the settlement to Adelaide.
Okay.
That is such an Aussie thing to do, hey, without any planning at all.
But to colonise and make mistakes.
Yeah. And then Kings Cote is actually the airport. This is the airport you can go to fly to Flinders Chase National Park. So that is definitely worth a visit. It's a 46-minute drive west, and it's known for all these interesting walks. So one is Remarkable Rocks, and it takes you to these towering rock formations. And it's made of this precariously balanced boulders that are shaped it's shaped by the wind and the sea over time. So it's really pretty to see at night. But there's all these other walks you can do as well. One of them is a waterfall creek hike, which obviously takes you to a waterfall, duh.
Duh.
But it's gorgeous.
Well, what's at Seal Bay?
Well, what do you know? Seals? this one is totally a must visit. It's a 41-minute drive south and takes you to a research tour, so you can book it. It's Australia's first type of tour that you can do. It's a BTS tour, like a behind the scenes. If you don't,
I was going to say,
not
I didn't
the
know
Korean
what BTS
band.
Was. Yeah.
But it's you experience access to the research that's currently underway to help conserve the Australian sea lions. And you get to see sea lions as well in the wild, which is kind of nice.
Hello, sea lions.
Hello. You also do a 40-minute drive west from the airport, and it takes you to the best beach voted by Aussies in 2023.
Really?
Stokes Bay Beach.
I'm stoked on Stokes Bay.
Oh, aren't we all?
I'm frothing on it.
It's protected by pounding surf and it's a giant rock pool, which makes it really perfect to swim. But getting there is an experience and it's quite pretty. You've got to do a trek along the bay and then make your way to these boulders along the headlands before you reach this beautiful paradise. And you're like, where am I?
Wow, all the creatures there. Kangaroo Island, home of Seal Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Next creature-related airport we're going to is Shark Bay Airport in Western Australia.
Yes, so this is only a two-hour flight from Perth to the Coral Coast. It's also known as Monkey Mia Airport. Now, for an airport, I don't think they've got the most encouraging names. I mean, Shark Bay sounds a bit dangerous. Monkey Mia sounds like your landing and takeoff is probably going to be a circus, like a chaos. But hear me out. This airport is pretty close to pretty cool things. So Shark Bay is a World Heritage Site, so totally worth a visit. They've got an abundance of marine life. They've got dugongs.
Oh, I love those.
So Shark Bay is actually, it has 1/8 of the world's population of dugongs. How cool is that?
You'd think they would be intimidated by moving to a place called Shark Bay, but no.
Why is it called Dugong Bay? I want to know.
The bravery of the dugong knows no bounds, it seems.
They've got dolphins, sharks, rays, turtles. It's also home to Warramul Seagrass Bank, which is actually the largest seagrass meadow in the world.
And that's why the dugongs move there.
That's true. That's where they stay.
They love a snack of some seagrass.
How do
They do. That's what the dugongs are.
That's true. Yep, yep.
I know this. I did my PhD in dugongs. The D in PhD for me stands for dugong.
So it's also home to Hamlin Pools, which is the only place in the world that has these stromatolites.
What are stromatolites?
So it's 3.5 billion years old. It's the only place that has it. And because Hamlin Pools has a lot of saline, so it's a very salty place. I know.
You'd be right at home there, mate.
And what it does is these living organisms that live on the rocks.
Oh.
And then it's layers and layers and layers of that.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's
crazy.
Like 3.5 billion years old. Only place on the earth that has that. Other than that, you've got an 18-minute drive to Monkey Mia Conservation Park, and you can have an up-close encounter with wild dolphins. They actually come to you on the beach.
Wild dolphins couldn't drag me away.
No, they I love that song. Oh, well, okay, you know Wild Horses? I used to live in Epping, and the kid in that music video used to live next door.
Really?
Yeah. He was a baby when he was in that ad. Anyway.
The kid from the Wild Dolphins video used to be a dugong that I met when I was doing my PhD.
Oh, perfect. It's all related.
They made it wear an extra fin. I was in the makeup chair for 3 hours. Didn't like that part of it too much.
Okay, so scenic flights to the airport also has these incredible aerial views of the white sand beaches. There's clear turquoise water. There's also a pink lake. That's
a pink
the place
lake.
With the pink lake, yeah. Ooh. So you can fly over Francis Perrin National Park, and this is the beach that has the red sand with the turquoise water. I put a picture up there for you. It's gorgeous.
Oh, that is lovely.
Now, that park, campground, you can actually go mountain biking in, paragliding. Oh, there's so many activities you can do there. That place is a good place to visit. You can also fly over Dirk Hartog Island, and you can spot dugongs grazing there on the seagrass. You were right.
As if you're telling me something I don't know already. And finally, we're going to go to Palm Beach Airport in New South Wales, home of Home and Away.
Not a traditional airport. This is an airport for water seaplanes.
Oh, I love those seaplanes.
So cool. So not a lot of people know about it, except for the locals that hear it all the time. That's the least of their problems, though.
Yeah.
But it's located in the north end of Governor Phillip Drive and Gulf Drive, just south of Barrenjoey Headland and south of the Barrenjoey Lighthouse. And the Palm Beach seaplanes go there. They go to Palm Beach to Rhodes Bay. You can go to Cottage Point and Barara Waters. And you can go to the harbour as well for some views.
Ooh, nice.
But while you're there, check out the Barrenjoey Lighthouse. So it's always a fun hike to do. There's a couple of trails you can do. One is called the Smuggler's Trail.
There's trails. The Smuggler's Trail, that's the one you go dressed up as Han Solo and Chewbacca.
And that's it. That's all you go as. But it's a challenging trail that goes to the top. It's steeper. It's shorter. It's made by the custom officers back in that day because they were monitoring smugglers, bringing contraband items to Broken Bay. That's about 1850. Once you get to the headlands, though, the views are stunning. And the lighthouse itself is built in 88. And it's heritage listed.
Nice one. Do not smuggle contraband on your seaplane.
Or dugongs.
That's the lesson that I'm learning today for this week's edition of Getaway with Dre. Thanks, Dre.
Thanks, Danny.